Chapter 13, Parable of the Fig Tree, Woman Cured of Infirmity, Kingdom of God Like a Grain of Mustard and Leaven, Christ Weepeth Over Jerusalem. And there were present at that time some who spake unto him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain husbandman had a fig tree planted in the vineyard. He came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and findeth none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about and dung it. And if it bear fruit, the tree is saved. And if not, after that thou shalt cut it down. And many other parables spake he unto the people. And after this, as he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise straighten up. And when Jesus saw her, he called and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmities. And he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue was filled with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then said unto him, O hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all his disciples rejoiced for all the glorious things which were done by him. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And there said one unto him, Lord, are there few only that be saved? And he answered him and said, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for I say unto you, many shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. For the Lord shall not always strive with man. Therefore, when once the Lord of the kingdom is risen up, and hath shut the door of the kingdom, then ye shall stand without, and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But the Lord shall answer and say unto you, I will not receive you, for ye know not from whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, ye know not from whence ye are. Depart from me, all workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth among you, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you are thrust out. And verily I say unto you, they shall come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last, and shall be saved therein. And as he was thus teaching, there came to him certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell Herod, Behold, I cast out devils, and do cures today and tomorrow, and the 3rd day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the 3rd day, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. This he spake, signifying of his death. And in this very hour he began to weep over Jerusalem, saying, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou who killest the prophets and stonest them who are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not know me, until ye have received from the hand of the Lord a just recompense for all your sins, until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.